From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
It is said that we are guilty of many errors and many faults, but our worst crime is abandoning the children, neglecting the fountain of life. The importance of early childhood development cannot be overstated, and it is quite heartening to know that in Jamaica, several private and public sector organizations and individuals are working to aid the development of one of our future leaders. Stay with us to find out who is sharing the love. The saying, "It takes a village to raise a child," is quite true, and in recognition of this, the Sandals Foundation is seeking to help children at the early childhood level better achieve their developmental milestones. The foundation is also targeting teachers and parents. Project Sprout, the targeted intervention of the Sandals Foundation, is aimed at improving grade 1 readiness, increasing parental involvement both at home and school. The initiative also seeks to enhance the teaching and learning environment for children, making it better able to support physical, nutritional, and cognitive development. Project Manager Sandals Foundation Sydney Henry tells us more about Project Sprout.
Project Sprout is a response by the Sandals Foundation to the need at the early childhood level for support in the transition process that children must make to the primary level. Having looked at the experience that most of the children were having in the institutions that we have adopted to ourselves, we thought we needed to develop a very comprehensive response in support of what the Ministry of Education and the Early Childhood Commission had determined to be the greatest needs.
So the Sandals Foundation developed a project that looked at early intervention and stimulation for children. They also identified areas that needed a boost, such as training of teachers, infrastructural improvements, and parental involvement.
We want to see as an outcome an improvement in the teaching pedagogy, the experience of the teachers in the institution, because we have had into that base a specialist or a teacher trained in early childhood development. We want to see as an outcome much improvement in the level of parental involvement, and so we hire a social worker to bridge the gap or to facilitate the conversation between the home and the school.
Since the launch of Project Sprout in March 2014, the Culloden Early Childhood Institute and West End Basic School, both in Westmoreland, as well as the Civil Golden Preschool in St. Anne and the Leonora Morris Basic School in St. James, have been benefiting from support.
These are going to be schools that we're working with for the next 3 years. So we're hoping that all of the intervention that has been planned right now will see those outcomes that we anticipate. In addition, previously we had worked to rebuild Culloden Early Childhood Institute. We had done construction to a civil, and we are also now in the process of implementing a proposal to rebuild the school at West End in Negril to facilitate 200 children.
Manager for Early Childhood Development Services at the Early Childhood Commission, ECC, Evelyn Walden-West, says the work of the Sandals Foundation has been having a lasting impact on the development of the sector.
When we go in and we conduct inspections of these institutions where they've fallen short, we would share these not only with the boards of the institution, but also with Sandals Foundation, so that they can assist, further assist the schools in, you know, creating what we call development plans, so that the schools can be meeting all the standards, so we can confer upon them the status of registration.
In addition to the Education Ministry and the ECC, the Sandals Foundation is also partnering with the National Parent Teachers Association of Jamaica, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, as well as the Rural Agricultural Development Agency to integrate resources in a public-private partnership in support of national development objectives in the education sector. And that takes us to the end of today's program. Here's a thought. In early childhood, you may lay the foundation of poverty or riches, diligence or idleness, good or evil, by the habits to which you train your children. So let's teach our children good habits and secure a safe future for them. Until next time, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.